Qingshan Temple. The construction of Qingshan Temple was finished in 1859 to worship Ling'an Junwang, revered king of spiritual peace, also known as the king of Qingshan. The temple is not large, so why has it become an important religious center in the Wanhua district? It's said that an epidemic broke out in Wanhua in the 1850s, so the fishermen from mainland China asked the king of Qingshan to come to Taiwan. When the god statue was brought through this area, the bearers were suddenly unable to move it. Mediums then contacted the god and learned that he wanted to reside here. Later on, the sick found their prayers for a cure seemed to have been effectively answered, so more and more believers flocked here to his temple. The king of Qingshan has always been considered to be in control of rewarding good and punishing evil, a matter of great concern in folk belief. During his birthday festivities, which take place on the 23rd day of the 10th month in the traditional lunar calendar, the king of Qingshan is brought out to conduct a tour of inspection through the local streets and byways to protect the residents of Wanhua. This is called the Great Religious Festival of Wanhua, and it's also a major event for tourists. In 2007, Qingshan Temple especially selected a foreign ritual head for the first time in its history, which very much surprised local residents. But besides telling you the various intriguing tales surrounding this temple, I'd like to call your attention to the temple's architecture. This 150-year-old temple was built using timber and stone construction methods. Its front hall has an octagonal ceiling with exquisite workmanship, and all the materials that were used had a significant origin. For instance, stone for the stone pillars in the front hall was taken from the Shindo shrine once located on Yuanshan. The wood carvings in the beams, rafters, gates, and windows all have great historical value.